Horror Week, the unexplained, the supernatural, the scary stories.
All of that.
That you have here on 99.7 DJX. We'll try to get Natalie on the phone here in just a minute here on DJX. But want to get to another couple listeners. Jessica said a few days later, moved houses when I was about 12 years old. House had recently had an addition built onto the back. One day I walked past the bathroom, no lights. Saw the silhouette of a person standing in the dark.
Ooh.
I was home alone.
Nobody's there.
A few days later, my mom was home with her boyfriend. She said she was standing in the kitchen giving him a hug and saw someone walk around the corner and down the hallway. They were also alone.
Oh, gosh.
Another time, I had a friend over. She tried to pass through a door, and I found her in the bed in the fetal position.
Oh, boy.
She told me she had attempted to open the door. Something or someone pushed the door back on her with force. When she realized it wasn't me, she jumped into the bed. We were also home alone. All of this happened in that new addition of the house. A few days later, my mom was home with her boyfriend. She said she was standing in the kitchen giving him a hug. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That was the coming around the corner and down the hallway.
Oh, my goodness.
So like things like that, you wonder, did the new addition, was it built on something? Was the original owner of the house upset that you built that addition?
Yes, like they didn't like that you changed the house.
Yeah.
Could be. Penny said, I lived in an apartment in 89 off Dixie Highway.
Okay.
I was home alone, all the lights out, watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
I kept seeing a head peep out from behind the wall that divided the kitchen from the living room.
Oh.
I thought it was just the lighting, my mind playing tricks on me, until I saw a woman in a blue gown walk down the hallway from the kitchen.
Oh, gosh.
I jumped up, looked. No one was there.
Oh.
Turned on every light in the apartment after that.
Yeah.
A few days later, my ex-husband and nephew were home, heard something drop and ping around the floor in the bathroom, went to look, nothing on the floor anywhere.
I love these stories. I love these stories. It's so fun. Every year, we always turn it over to you because you've always got such great ones, okay?
Yeah. One more from Jesse. I went on a ghost hunt in Bardstown. We went to the old Talbot Tavern. We were in the Jesse James room.
Okay.
There was this young couple that brought a puppy on the tour.
Wait, well, the tour... why would you bring a dog?
Not sure.
Okay.
Maybe just because, animals can sense things, right? Maybe
okay.
They thought that
maybe
was
that's,
it.
Maybe that's, oh, sure.
Anyway, tour guide was doing one of the things with the tape recorder to see if anybody said anything. The puppy barked. Later, the tour guy played the stuff back for us. The puppy barks on the tape, and then the voice of a man barks back like it was mocking it.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, dang.
Oh.
Like, woof, woof, woof.
I thought you were going to say that something sound what was on the recorder and then the puppy barked.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you hear the puppy barking in the recording, and then there's an additional voice that wasn't in the room.
That is wild. All right. More of your stories on the way, but Natalie, we're going to get her on the phone. She's having a disagreement with her boyfriend over a toy.
It's a toy, or is it?
Or is it? Mwahahahaha.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, good morning, Natalie.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there. Okay, so thanks for allowing us to give you a call about what you messaged us. So walk us through what happened. Yeah.
All right. So my boyfriend and I are having this party, this big Halloween party.
Uh-huh.
And we're thinking about just unique ideas and trying to figure out, how to make it fun. And so I came up with this idea to have a table or a center, a station where we have a bunch of Ouija boards.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I mean, just like out and open, out of the box. And then people can go and like, you know, call out to spirits and stuff like that and just make it kind of a fun, spooky corner of the party.
Okay.
And it could be kind of a chill area too. But yeah, and I thought we'd have like several of them. And when I brought it up to my boyfriend, he was like, nope, 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 that's not happening. And he was like totally against it because he said when he was like a teenager, something weird happened.
Okay.
And so he's like, absolutely not. They're evil. And I mean, like, to me, that's, those are like thoughts of like a teenager, but not like, you know, like a grown adult. I mean, it just seems kind of weird. I mean, these things are like made by Hasbro, right? Like the same company that does Hungry Hungry Hippo. Like you get them out.
They are. They are.
Yeah. No, they really are. And they're like, you know, you buy them at Target. They can't be evil, you know? I mean, they're just like mainstream fun. They're a game. Sure. It's a freaking game.
So
I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it's like, it's odd that he's literally scared of Ouija boards?
So is... I don't know. Is this one of those like, you know, like with relationships, they always say... relationship will work if you're aligned with your attitudes, values, and beliefs. Is this one of those things where it's like we need to put like a little asterisk in there too and say, all right, you need to both be aligned on whether you believe in Ouija boards?
I don't think that we break up over the fact he doesn't like them and you feel it's a game. I have heard of weird things happening with those, so I can kind of understand.
No, I haven't.
You, okay, but that doesn't mean that no one else on planet Earth hasn't had a weird experience with one.
No, I appreciate that, but every time
I've... Very dismissive, the way you said that, sir, very dismissive.
Every time I've done a Ouija board, I'm always sitting there with my hands on the thing, and I'm pushing it myself.
Okay, then
exactly.
You're playing it wrong.
I used to play with them too.
Right.
But you said the word, you're playing it wrong.
Yeah.
It's like a game.
You're playing it wrong.
It's not you.
Maybe you can compromise with your boyfriend and say, okay, maybe instead of like a bunch of them, we'll just do like one.
For decoration. Maybe you say it's for decoration purposes, and if anybody wants to play with it, that's cool.
I seriously got the idea that he doesn't like want to even in the house.
He doesn't even want in the house.
Yeah, because he thinks like the spirits in.
It's going to be a portal to welcome stuff in.
Right. Okay. Right. Wow. Exactly.
I don't know how we help you here.
I'll be honest. When you said like it's made by Hasbro, I kind of looked it up, and honestly, it's on Amazon. And so I started going down the wormhole of reviews. oh, gosh.
No.
There's some stuff in the reviews. There's stuff.
That's crazy.
Maybe we'll have to tell some of those or read some of those reviews coming
up. Yeah, these might be some ammo for your boyfriend. Like, there are people that had some weird things.
Yeah, but I'm looking at it, too. And there's also people that are like, this thing sucks. It doesn't work.
Okay. So is that your side of the argument for maybe we don't have them at the party?
My side of the argument is kind of I'm on Natalie's side, like it's a toy.
Okay, but then are people going to get mad if they feel like it sucks and doesn't work? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
well, that's a good point too.
All right. Yeah. Well, Natalie, I don't think we actually helped you, but we'll maybe.
I think I'm going to help your boyfriend with some of these reviews. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well.
Like one, all caps, warning, this is no toy.
Okay. Calm down, Kelly.
This is not going to help me at all.
It's all caps. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, Natalie, maybe there's a compromise somewhere in there, or maybe you can make it a running joke where during the party you're like, well, I wanted to have Ouija boards, but little Mr. Scaredy Pants over here didn't want to have them. So.
Well, here's one for you. Here's one for you, Natalie. Amazon review from Eddie. Okay. Really good Ouija board. I contacted some spirits already. It was fun talking to them. Sometimes when I wake up in the middle of the night, I see my door open, which didn't happen until I got the board. So guess it does work. That's why I'm giving it 5 stars. Also, you see it float. Don't get scared. It's okay. It's just the spirits trying to tell you hi. Last time I used it, the planchette flew to my closet. It hasn't come out.
Well, see, there you go. 5 out of 5 stars. Perfect. All right.
See, Eddie thinks it's cool.
Stars.
All right. Well, Natalie, thank you. I don't think we've actually helped, but
we're not going to help at all.
If you're, I just hope your party is fun.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I kind of want to come. What time is it?
I know, right? You have to bring, it's a BYOO.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring your own Ouija board,
Ouija
right?
Board?
Yes. Sorry. I don't mean to beat this into the ground, but yes, that's how you do it.
BYOOB. Yes.
You tell your friends to bring the Ouija boards, and then you had nothing to do with it.
And then you're like, babe, I don't know. I didn't tell them to bring it.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, hey, thank you, Natalie.
Run out of the house. Thank you.
We'll have to read some more of those reviews coming up.
Yeah, there are many, many more. I am having a ball reading them. By the way, did you notice that she didn't tell me the time of the party?
No, she didn't. She didn't. She was like, don't need you here.
She just laughed right over that.
Yeah. I want to hear some more of those reviews. And we'll also, there is an overwhelming majority that is swaying one way. And we'll tell you what that is coming up, too. People seem to have opinions about the Ouija board on 99.7 DJX. On Facebook, just a couple. Sophia said, as soon as one of those comes out in a party, I'm leaving the event.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Maisie said, team boyfriend, don't mess with it.
Yeah, yes, because... Well, the thing is, Natalie is just like, she wants to have a Ouija board at the party.
Yep.
And her boyfriend's adamantly against it. Like, he thinks, nope, I think bad things can happen with that.
Yeah, not just a Ouija board. She wants to have a table of Ouija boards so
yes.
People can just kind of play around with them and stuff. And yeah, like you said, he was all like, nope, something happened when I was younger. I don't want to mess with them. And she's like...
They're made by Hasbro. It's a toy.
Yeah, exactly. So Kelly looked up the reviews.
Yes. Well, and yeah, I'm going to dive into those in just a sec. First off, Tish said maybe it's more about just being compassionate and respectful if your partner's truly uncomfortable with something. Respect their feelings, even if you think it's silly. I believe in supernatural stuff. My fiancé doesn't. He just kind of shrugs it off, and I'm just like, just wait till it happens to you.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, and then you do a deep dive into some of these Amazon reviews of the Hasbro Ouija board.
Okay.
Eric bought for paranormal investigations.
Okay.
But soon after my daughters and nephew and niece got a hold of it one night, everything changed.
Mm-hmm.
We hear footsteps every night at 11.
Okay.
We've had lights and TVs come on and off in the middle of the night while we're sleeping.
Okay.
I decided to buy a motion sensor camera and caught an orb manifest from my bedroom and come down the hallway at what time? 11 p.m., you guessed it.
Okay.
Last night, me and my wife fell asleep on the couch. Around 11:45, I woke up to this glowing white figure standing over my wife.
Mm.
It's like I was paralyzed by this entity.
Okay.
Soon after, it floats down the hallway. I hear four steps. No one was awake.
Mm-hmm.
Started yelling, trying to get my wife awake. She wouldn't wake up. Oh. It's like she was in a trance or something.
Oh.
After shaking her repeatedly, she finally wakes up. That's the first time I've seen a spirit. It spooked me.
Mm.
I had played the Ouija board before when I was 16. I'm 31 now. It's been a while.
Right.
But my mom's house is still haunted from it.
Oh.
I had my bed shake uncontrollably twice.
Okay.
And the second time, a witness was with me. Not counting seeing shadow people and many other occurrences that my family encountered. Warning, this is no toy.
Okay, so did Eric give an actual review?
I don't know how many stars.
I was gonna say, yeah. What did he?
Not sure.
Did he say it was had good stars?
I mean, Eddie gave it 5 stars. We know that.
Yeah.
Ashley said, "I don't know where to start." LOL. I actually bought this because I believe a ghost is in my house. My sister hated me for getting it because we live together.
Sure.
But anyways, by nightfall, the planchette, the thing that you move around,
yeah,
began to move, and man, was I freaking out. Long story short, a spirit did come out of the board.
Okay.
And I've been talking to it ever since. He's mad cool, though, LOL. His name is Number One.
Okay.
And this spirit is the best thing that's ever happened to me. Me and Number One still play with the board.
All right, so Ashley gives...
Probably gave it 5 stars.
Probably yeah. Thumbs up on that.
Yeah, probably 5 stars. Finally, Topher. Perhaps it's just this board? Hasbro, what? The guys who did Transformers?
Right, right. Hasbro, sure. Toy company.
But I couldn't get a single dang soul to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
I tried summoning them in an old abandoned apartment complex on a rundown college campus, so there's a chance the ghosts spend their lives stoned, especially because this college wouldn't have gotten them far.
These are reviews of Ouija boards on Amazon.
My second try, I was with an old girlfriend who was in a rotten mood and kept bickering with me that I wasn't doing it right, so there's a chance that the ghosts were more afraid of her than we could have been of them.
True.
Third time, however, I was with people who had communicated with the dead on multiple occasions and had family members that regularly practiced witchcraft. They're in shockingly poor health, however.
Okay.
They joined in and they said they felt something.
Oh.
The board began to quote a Lionel Richie song.
Really?
But because of prior experiences, the people I was with were convinced that if there was a spirit, they were rather bored of trying to communicate. The graveyard we were in apparently is a common spot for these kinds of summonings. And, quote, was just going through the motions.
Okay.
All in all, I just can't believe people buy this stuff. It was a gag gift with no fun. That was a one-star review.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It was a one-star.
This thing stinks. All right, well, whether you believe in Ouija boards or not, it looks like overwhelmingly... the comments on Facebook are, hey, listen to your boyfriend.
Yeah, just let's not.
Don't invite the Ouija board craziness into the house.
Let's not have the Ouija board at the party.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
hopefully Natalie will hear everybody and be like, all right.
All right, I guess. All right, I guess.
Uh-huh.
All right, there you go. Thank you. That is group therapy.